Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, July 1st. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host. And this is my co-host. Who I think put herself on mute. Me thinks she's put herself on mute and doesn't even realize it. Boy, I'm gone for 1 week and everyone just aches and runs away from me when I say, and this is my co-host,
Nikki Suki Noko. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Well, good. I was talking and talking, and no, I wasn't on mute on my end. I checked.
Well, something was wrong because I couldn't hear you.
You know, I seem to have this problem the last time my phone was plugged into the car charger. I remember, a couple weeks ago.
You know what? My mother has noticed that when she plugs in her phone, when she goes to use it, it mutes her. Do you have Samsung by any chance?
Huh?
Do you have Samsung by any chance?
I do have a Samsung Galaxy S2.
then that's it. It's the way that they're designed that they'll go ahead and keep you from talking if you have it plugged in.
It doesn't do it when it's on the home charger. It has something to do with the car charger. Because usually when I'm doing the show, the phone is plugged in. Because the Galaxy S2 is a notorious battery sucker.
That sounds like every phone I have ever owned. It just keeps the battery completely up.
Yeah, it seems to get worse with every successive generation of phones. The more they become like computers, the less energy efficient they become.
Yeah. But maybe it might be due to the fact that it's trying to keep you from talking and driving at the same time.
Oh, maybe. Weird. Well, anyway, I'm here. My husband's here. The baby's here. Right now we're on our way to new seasons.
Ah.
Yeah. We need to pick up a few groceries. New Seasons is, for those of you who don't know, is a, like, high-end grocery store with a focus on locally grown and organic foods.
Oh, so the place that I'd walk into probably dropped dead because of the prices.
Actually, the prices aren't too bad. The expensive one is Whole Foods. Whole Foods is the really expensive one, and I don't like it quite as much as I like New Seasons. Whole Foods buys into their own hype, and they're really expensive.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's doesn't have as good of a selection.
Uh-huh. I never knew that.
Also, being that today is July 1st, I feel the need to say Happy Canada Day to all our Canadian listeners, if we have any.
We probably have a few.
So, yes, Happy Canada Day, everybody. If I had my way, I would be up in Victoria right now because I'm pretty sure it's probably in the 70s or 80s there, and it's in the high 90s here in Oregon, which is like the end of the world.
Well, you can send that weather here because that's what it's supposed to be here.
What is it where you are?
Hold on. Sorry, I was packing my bags for work in the morning. I have to go back into the office tomorrow. But on the plus side, I only work 2 days this week. Go ahead.
Is that because of the Pony Fair convention thing happening?
Yeah, I had taken Friday and Saturday off intending on going to that, and things fell through, and I just never said, hey, you know what? I'm taking my vacation off the schedule. I'm taking my vacation.
So you're not able to go to the fair?
No. They were completely sold out. So. But, oh well, there's always next year.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. I haven't been able to go to any sort of a convention since 2008. So...
So I figure, as I said, I'll get there next year.
Yeah.
So.
So anyway, we had a fairly good time last week, although we did miss you.
Oh, I miss you guys too, and I thank you for taking over on such short notice.
Well, it was no problem, you know. I mean, I remembered most of how everything worked. Took me a while to remember the password.
Yes, for those of you who don't know, Nishi did text me trying to remember what the password was.
In my defense, I sent you the password minus one character and asked you if it was correct, and you said yes.
In my defense, in my state of mind at that time,
yep, I had to dig around in my Facebook private messages to find it again. And I found it about the same time you sent me the text message with the correct one.
Ah, okay. Oh, but by the way, here's our other co-host.
Hey guys, it's Summerblade.
Hey Summer!
How's it going, guys?
It's going okay. It's a little too hot out, but otherwise fine.
It's going okay. It's a little too chilly for this time of the year. You know, it's only 72.
Trade you.
Yeah, our temperatures finally dropped today. Past few weeks it's been sweltering and unbearable, but now it's actually tolerable outside.
Yeah, it's in the 90s here. It's not fun.
Black.
You know, I'm hoping the temperature goes up here, say, on Thursday, because I will be in the vicinity of a swimming pool.
Oh, well, see, that's different.
See, I have a swimming pool. I just can't use it.
Still healing?
Well, there's that, but then there's also the chlorine.
Oh, yeah.
Chlorine is not my friend.
Ah.
You'd think in a progressive state like Oregon that at least on this half of the state, we'd have more swimming pools that are disinfected with either hydrogen peroxide or ultraviolet. But most apartment complexes, well, pretty much all apartment complexes, still use chlorine.
Well, I guess just because it's the cheapest option.
Probably.
I guess you'll have to push the stroller today.
That's fine.
So actually, it's a really nice stroller, and I've been hogging pushing the baby when we go places. But yeah, I was just telling Pandora that we managed to get along without her last week, although we missed her terribly.
Oh, yes. I mean, we missed her quite a lot, but it was not the same.
Aww.
I don't know, have you gotten a chance to listen to last week's show?
Actually, no, I haven't. But at least the next few Mondays that I need to take off, you guys will know well in advance. Like
good.
The 22nd. So here, I've made the announcement the 22nd.
Okay.
But yes, yeah, my little sister helped out with the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was, it's interesting to have a non-pony collector, non-customizer's perspective on what we were talking about. Because, I mean, she remembers playing with the ponies from when we were little, but she doesn't really have any now.
Ah.
And my nephew is just starting to get into the G4s, so she's...
Cool.
Yeah, apparently his favorite is Applejack.
Awesome. That's my favorite, too.
I still think Pinkie Pie and Rarity are my favorites.
You know what? I was listening to the introduction song tonight, and I was here thinking about it. There's not much of a difference between personality of three Pinkie Pie and three, four Pinkie Pie. As far as liking to do parts.
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah. For someone, it's very windy. Okay, let me try something.
Okay. Uh-oh. Are you there?
Hello.
Oh, there we go.
It's Nishi.
They have an ice cream sample at New Seasons that's to die for.
Are we on mute here at the perfect point? Get me an ice cream sample.
And there's chocolate raspberry. Mm. Mm. That is good. It's a brand called Graters or something. It's an organic, all natural ice cream thingy.
Mm.
Cool. That's good.
Okay, are you on speaker?
No.
Okay.
Why would you ask?
Because we could hear everything.
It's really loud in here. There's a lot of people in here because it's air conditioned.
Ah.
And I think the ice cream samples help.
Ice cream. That reminds me, I have an ice cream cake in my freezer that still needs to be eaten.
I have no ice cream.
Aw, we'll share. I'll find a way to pass it through the phone or computer.
Okay. Yeah, I was so sad for ice cream yesterday that after my mother had gone to bed, I finished watching a DVD from Netflix. And I'd like to return them as soon as I'm done watching them so I can get my next one. So here it is. 10:30 at night. No, 11:30 at night. I'm out and I'm driving to the mailbox. And the mailbox that I like to use is actually in the next town. Because for some reason, you use the mailbox in town, the postal service stinks. It takes an extra 4 days for something to get
weird.
Yeah, and it could be just going downtown, and it takes an extra 4 days out of my local post office. So, but yeah, there happens to be a Wendy's right next to the post office that I like to mail back my net. From home. So me and the dog had Frosties last night.
Ooh.
I got him vanilla, I got me chocolate.
Hi, baby, you're awake.
Oh, it's Pony Baby.
Aww.
Yeah, she's
awake and
looking around, kind of like, where are we?
Yeah, a little bit. Spitting up a little bit. She's taken to making her own cottage cheese.
Already then.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, you drink milk, it curdles in your stomach, and if it comes up,
looks
like cottage
okay.
cheese. I have to find a sense of humor about these things, otherwise it wouldn't quite be so entertaining.
This is true.
Yeah.
I have an appointment for her tomorrow to find out if she has reflux because she spits up an awful lot. And I'm a little concerned. Plus, she makes distressing sounds when she's asleep. Doesn't seem to distress her,
aww,
but it stresses me.
Oh, that poor baby.
Oh. I know, honey. I know. I know. She wants to say hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She's upset because she's awake, and she's been awake for about a minute now, and I'm still not feeding her because we're at the store. She's not a patient baby. She's not a patient baby. Oh. Well, where did you put... Here's your pacifier, honey. You were sitting on it. There you go. There you go.
Oh, he's good now, huh?
Yeah, so now she's got her pacifier, and now she's pacified. Yeah. I think she's actually handling the heat better than I am.
Hmm.
Of course, it probably helps that, you know, she lived for 9 months inside me, and once I got pregnant with her, my body temperature became 98.6, which is unnaturally high for me, but she, that's her normal body temperature is 98.6, so I guess my body just mimicked hers.
Pretty much.
So... in the 90s outside, she's like, I'm cool. It's fine.
I'm loving it.
I, on the other hand, feel like I'm dying.
Oh, poor mommy.
And there's another person with out-of-state plates. There have been a lot of people in Oregon this week with out-of-state plates.
Hmm.
Which is very odd.
I
definitely Tiger to Oregon, because there's nothing here. There is really nothing here worth seeing, ever.
Maybe it's the heat.
Well,
so, I mean, unless all these people have family in town.
They might. You know, it is a holiday week for us here in the United States.
Yes, yes. I'm still trying to figure out what to do for the holiday. Oh, that's okay.
Well, we might be spending it with my uncle, so.
Yeah, I was thinking that the fireworks you buy from the stands a lot of times are really noisy and stuff and really bright and kind of scary for a little kid, so I thought maybe Melody's a little too young for me to be buying my own fireworks this year, so now I have to go to a fireworks show, which I've never... I'm not used to going to fireworks shows, at least not in the United States. I did see one in Canada for Canada Day on my honeymoon. Which is how I know that today is Canada Day. Because I was on my honeymoon in Victoria over Canada Day. We got back into town on the evening of Independence Day and had more fireworks. Yes, she's very upset. She spit the pacifier out. Which she finds very distressing, that she spits it out and it doesn't immediately pop back in her mouth.
Yeah, don't you just love it when they do that? They spit it out and it's kind of like, wait a minute, why isn't it popping back in?
Yeah, because well, see, we're in the car now, and I can't put it back in her mouth yet, so I can't reach back there. Yeah, she is an unhappy baby at the moment. She has some very strong sounds to say to us. It sounds like she's shivering when she cries. It's absolutely adorable. But yeah, so we finished up 2007 last week. So we're going to be on 2008 this week.
Yep. 2008 in the beginning of core 7. core 7.
Well, at least it should... I don't know either. It's one of those flips. But they should be easy to get through pretty quick.
Hi.
Hi, baby. There, I can't reach your pacifier, but you can suck on my thumb.
What do you want?
Now, this does involve me hyperextending my arm behind my back, but that's okay. Sacrifice I am willing to make, if it makes her feel better. You're kind of breaking up there.
Dog was just over by me sniffling and sneezing, which means he wants to go out. I go to stand up, and I just realized he was just outside. He just came in.
Maybe he's hoping. Maybe he's hoping that when he goes outside again, it'll be different somehow.
I don't know. So, did anyone have a good pony week?
Um,
I didn't really get much.
I just finished up my antibiotics this week. That was my week. Feeding the baby, sleeping, and taking antibiotics. So.
Well, I can join you in that retrospective. I threw my back out last week.
So I guess maybe there wasn't much of a pony week to speak of besides last week's pony talk, at least for me.
Yeah, pretty much the same here.
And the same here.
Well, maybe one of us will have a pony week this week to talk
maybe.
About next week.
Well, this Saturday and Sunday, my boyfriend and I are actually going to be doing a toy show in Timonium. So hopefully I might be able to find something there. But actually the goal is to try and sell a lot of the toys and comics that we have now.
If you find either a Sparkler or a Gusty in good condition, I still need those two.
Okay. Yeah, I got a couple people that are looking for a bunch of different stuff. I have somebody looking for a Crunchberry.
That sounds like a cereal.
Yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
In fact, wasn't that Captain Crunch? Captain Crunch with Crunchberries?
Yeah, actually, I think it was.
Yep.
What year was Crunchberry in?
I can't remember. I know she's one of the Sunday Best Ponies.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I wasn't as into the Sunday Best Ponies. I have three of them. I have one I have the green Pegasus. I've got the purple one.
Yeah, I have the purple one, too. Sherbert.
I have Sherbert.
Maybe. And then I have the one with the banana split on her that I've been meaning to rehair. Took me forever to sunfade the tattoo off her butt. Someone pulled out her tail and then drew a daisy around the tail hole.
Okay, that's different.
Well, you know, it's something a little kid would do. You know, your pony loses a tail. What do you have to do with it? You decorate it. So it's a feature.
Yeah. There you go.
But yes, I eventually got that removed, and she had bald patches in her mane where the plugs were completely gone, so...
Poor thing. I have to ask this. Since we're talking about Sunday's Best Ponies, has anyone noticed that there are now a great deal of different shapes and sizes of ice cream pop makers?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, Pumpkin. It doesn't look like you have a diaper, so we'll just get you fed. Let me get everything set up. Hold on just a second. I'm going to put you on speaker.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I just had to ask that because I happened to be on Wish.com, and it came up with a twisty ice cream pop mold thing, and I clicked on it. It took me to Amazon, and it's like 101 different molds for ice cream and for freezer pops.
Wow. I didn't know there were that many.
There are like a ton of different ones. Whatever happened to plastic cup, stick and freezer, stick and popsicle, pull out cup, pull out popsicle, and there you go. A paper Dixie cup. I'm sorry. Not plastic, a paper Dixie cup.
People figured they could get fancy-shaped ice cream, so.
I guess I'm just old school, I guess.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
I need to take, like, crayons and... Boy, now it can't all be just that bad. I'm going to mute her for about 1 minute.
That's okay.
In that time, we should be back to normal.
Hopefully.
But yes, they have umbrella-shaped popsicles. They have monster push pops. I mean, it's just rocket-shaped ones. Star-shaped ones, round ones, ones that look like strawberries. I mean, what happened to a paper cup?
Four. Okay. Oh, wow. I don't know. I mean, I remember just the paper cup or just the ones that you could get that were just regular icebox
plain old.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just freeze the juice in it.
Yep.
Like they sold them with a Kool-Aid packet one time.
Yep, they did that, too.
But, you know, I mean, hey, if it's in demand and somebody will buy it, they'll keep making it.
This is true.
And if you could have a pony-shaped ice cream pop, wouldn't you have one?
Okay, you got me there. Okay, you have so got me there, okay?
That's okay. That's what my boyfriend does sometimes when we're talking about stuff, and I go, why would somebody do that? And he says, well, if you could have that pony theme, you would, wouldn't you? And then I go, yeah, you're right.
See, I'd be giving them the yeah, you're right look, and you're sleeping at your own house tonight. Hey, you know, you don't prove me wrong. It's just a known fact.
This is true.
You don't ever prove Amy wrong. Because if you do that, you know, things are going to suck for you. Okay. Let's check it back in on Pony Mommy and Pony Baby.
Okay.
Pony Baby
has
Are you there?
Yeah, Pony Baby is eating. I've got an ice cream bar. And I've got MLPLand.com up.
Ron, did you get home already?
What now?
Wow, did you get home already?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think I put you on mute that long.
Oh, I did not know I was on mute. But I suppose she was crying a lot.
Yeah, we figured we'd let her have her cry out. So I take it you guys did the New Year's ponies? The New Year's ponies, the ones with all the I call them the New Year's ponies. Hold on. It was that 7-pack?
No, we haven't done them yet.
Okay, what year were those?
No, we've been 2007.
Huh, I wonder what year those were in.
The big 7-pack is in 2008.
Okay.
Yep, those I believe are the Best Friends Wave 3. The ones with the name on the leg?
No, they said maybe. Hold on.
The what are you talking about? Well, the big 7-pack that's the inspirational set that has like joy and hope and love and stuff and all the different words on the sides of the pony.
That's it.
Oh, okay. That's the 7-pony pack in 2008.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, are we ready to go ahead and start off? Core 7?
We're starting off with the Best Friends Wave 1.
And Wave 3 should have.
That starts off with Pinkie Pie with the Party Cat.
Yeah, a very cheesy-looking party hat.
That is the ugliest party hat I have ever seen. And it does not match Pinkie Pie.
No.
Not even a little bit.
No.
Yeah, kind of bizarre choice of colors on that.
Oh, definitely.
Pinkie Pie in the core pose. She's got a hanger on her display side foot. And tinsel in her hair, and she's got a chartreuse party hat with a dark blue trim and a dark blue bobble on top, and it's, of course, plastic. It's just hideous.
It is beyond hideous. Ugh.
Yeah, well, the upside is the Core 7 in the funny pose, the rather actually boring pose here, they're very easy to customize since their heads turn.
That's
They pop right off.
It's a good customizable pose. And the next pony has an equally hideous accessory. Also in the core pose. It is Royal Bouquet, except she no longer has a 3D cutie mark. And she's got this ugly tiara.
It's beyond ugly.
It doesn't even look like a tiara.
Yeah, I was about to say, it doesn't even look like a tiara. I always thought it was a balloon hat. Like, you know, it was one of those things that the guys at parties make.
I think you're right. I think that's what it really is.
It's a balloon tiara.
There you go.
Does somebody else want to describe it? I described the last one.
It is green and purple. The green part is the bottom part. The purple part are the flowers. I think the green part's supposed to look like the stem. And the one thing I do want to note on these ponies, instead of having a hoof heart, they all have a pink clothes hanger on their foot, on their display side.
Pinkie Pie's wasn't pink.
Oh, they have a clothes hanger on them.
Yeah, I think that's just sort of to symbolize that they're the ones that came with little dress-up stuff.
And it's always, actually, not on the display side. It's always on the right leg. So. But at least the next one's hat is kind of cute.
Yodeloo with the cowboy hat. Now, I still need that cowboy hat.
That is actually a cute little cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Yes, it is
a pink cowboy hat.
It is a pink cowboy hat with a butterfly on the front and pink flowers as its decoration. Not very cowboy-y, but it looks cute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you've ever, you've probably never seen the Portland Rose Festival Parade, but the cowgirls in the Portland Rose Festival Parade, it kind of reminds me of that. You know, like the rodeo queens and stuff, they don't wear real cowboy garb. They wear rodeo beauty queen cowboy garb.
It's
sort of like that.
Okay, good to know. But, yeah, she is cute with that hat. You can just see her getting together with Tex.
And both have their little western hats.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can maybe see her as Tex's granddaughter, but I can't see her being with Tex.
Well, you know, he could be the much older man.
So anyway, the next pony.
I guess not. Next pony is a pony. I think we've all had like 101 of her. because she is the one that comes in, like, every single lot, and there's always, like, three or four of her. We, of course, are talking about Strawberry Swirl with what looks like a sombrero.
I think it's supposed to be a berry-picking hat.
Yeah, it does kind of have, like, a sun hat vibe to it, but I can't really tell from the angle of this picture.
I
will say it's not as cute as the cowboy hat, though.
Definitely not. And not much more to say about Strawberry Swirl. I think she's actually in the same pose she used to be in.
No, because most of the Strawberry Swirls I've had have been in that weird sort of almost shy pose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and this one's in the clone pose.
Well, at least the next one, her hat actually matches her.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, they're talking about Tula Rula with her little French beret.
Oh, okay, that is kind of cute.
I don't know, I keep thinking of Cammy from Street Fighter.
Oh, I see it now.
Hey, that can be a new custom.
Yes, it would be an excellent custom.
And see, you have the hat for it already. So are we ready for the next gal?
Sure.
Poor Star Song. All she got was that little pinwheel.
Boy, you know, you're in Best Friends Wave 2. We're in Best Friends Wave 1.
Wait, did I click on the wrong?
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry, my finger was
triple
down. my screen scrolled on me. What are?
Okay.
We're on Triple Treat.
Triple Treat.
Okay, now see, yeah, she has a tiara.
Yeah, she has a very big tiara. She has the Miss America tiara.
I was going to say the Burger King tiara, but but maybe my birthday parties were a little different than these.
I would never have thought Burger King, but, you know, okay, I'll go with it.
Well, we used to have a Burger King that had a carousel inside, so naturally that's where I wanted to be.
Oh,
and it wasn't like three-horse carousels. It was a full-size classical carousel.
Holy cow.
It doesn't have it anymore. It's really quite
well,
sad.
Not. Well, of course not. You know, none of the... If you notice nowadays, you look at any McDonald's these days or any Burger King these days, everything is the exact same.
Yeah.
Which you'd think, considering all of them franchise, that there would be some differences, but...
Nope. I think they eventually looked at it as, you know, with everyone having something different, it's drawing different people. You know, you'll have like four McDonald's in the same general area, but if this one has this particular thing, everyone's going to want to go to that one, and then the other businesses are suffering.
That's the way businesses work.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But anyway, this triple treat is pretty new, and the tiara is not bad.
Yeah, she even makes the core seven, you know, pose look cute. Because she could really look, she really looks like Miss America just walking down, kind of like, oh, thank you very much. Oh, I'm so excited. Well, I can't survive because I've had so much Botox.
No, I'm looking at her, and I really want to customize her into, like, a purple Rapunzel.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Mm. But I would have to keep that tiara, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to keep one with a tiara.
Definitely. You would definitely have to.
See, I love the core pose. It's for customizing because it's such a good, solid pose. It gives you plenty of space for a design. It's easy enough to dismantle. The core pose
angry
is just
hair.
A really, yeah. It's just a really great pose from a customizing perspective.
I was about to say, you might have a few people who might just disagree with that. But if you say for a customizer, then I think it's okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, just by itself for a regular pony, it's sort of a blah, bland pose. But if you're going to be doing something with it, it does make a nice canvas. It's plain enough that you can easily add stuff to it and not have it overcrowded.
Right.
But anyway,
shall we move on to the next pony?
Sure.
Yes, and boy, they really went into the accessory box for this one. She not only got a skirt, but she also got a lace.
Yep, it is Tropical Surprise, and she's a gorgeous pony. I mean, the accessories are a little blah, but they can be customized a little nicer.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing with the accessories for Core 7 was the unfortunate fact that they were all made out of this cheap, cheesy plastic.
Yeah, the majority of them were all just one color.
Yeah. If you actually had more than one color on the accessory, it was like, holy cow. How did that get past them? Because, yes, Tropical Surprise does come with a lei, but it's all orange. No, it's completely orange. I have never seen a lei that is completely orange. It might have just orange flowers, but there's still some green.
Yeah.
Something
or
to break up
white
streaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most. I've never seen a flower that is matte orange.
No.
Yeah, I mean, even the orange tiger lilies around my house, they have
something, some other color.
But like I said, I think...
One at a time.
Okay. Go.
Oh, you'd think there'd at least be some green leaves in there.
Yeah.
But I think this could be painted and customized to look more interesting than they made it look.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want? Ivy. I've got to move anyway before my back atrophies and I can't move again. All right. I already took the happy Vicodin pill. In another 2 hours, I'll take the happy other pill.
I think she just made you a deeper.
Yeah. I just called the Vicodin pill a happy pill.
Filling out for.
Are you coming? Are you just going to stand there? Come on. Do you want to go out?
No, but I want the option.
That's basically about it, because he's standing by my bedroom door, kind of staring up at me, kind of like, what do you want? Like, dude, you are the one who was, like, being a pain in my tuchus, wanting to go out. Now, maybe that I'm taking and putting all the bowls into the kitchen sink to get washed. Maybe that will be an indication that there is no more food left and that you ain't getting none. No, because he was still standing there staring at me.
All right. Now, anyway, we've concluded Best Friends Wave 1.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, well, they're all ponies we've already seen half a dozen times or more, so...
No, actually, there are a couple of them. There are a couple of them that we've only ever seen once before. Okay.
Well, yeah, the Royal Bouquet.
Royal Bouquet,
true.
The Tropical Surprise, and you have Triple Treat.
But that's
we're
Triple
all
Treat.
Told...
So, let me
test
not Triple Treat.
Okay, what
this
was the joke he said?
Oh, none of them.
Anyway, my husband is trying to talk over me and it's confusing.
Yeah, and I just caught what he just said. Tell him ponies after dark is it for another hour.
You know, he's trying to make up a number for Triple Treat other than
triple.
Other than Triple Treat the third.
The nipple
the third.
And he said,
I know.
I guess it kind of does. Purple
nipple
the third.
Don't make me send you back to the room without air conditioning.
No, that's all room.
Oh. Now that's
all
right.
So we should, I guess we should move on to Best Friends Wave 2.
And once again, they really should be waving because they really should be waving goodbye.
Now, this is Cheerily, who I think used to be Cherry Blossom.
Yep. Yep. And she used to be a unicorn.
And someone stole her horn.
Yeah, so now she's Cherry Lee. See, this is what happens when horns are stolen at Ponyville. So what accessory does she come with? Because I'm not at my computer right this second.
She's got a bucket and a shovel. And it's a little turquoise-colored bucket with a green top and a little green beach shovel.
Maybe she thinks someone buried her horn, so she's going looking for it.
That could be.
I get all the way back there, and he's just giving me the what look. Like, I've just gone off my rocker. Huh? Well, he'll get a happy pill so that he can go to sleep. Sorry, don't mind me. Are we also making noises at the baby now?
Sorry, I was making noises at the baby. If you saw her, you'd make noises at her, too.
Well, I've seen her pictures.
Yeah, but you haven't seen her, like, all, like, wiggling around and being all active.
Oh, you mean acting like a baby?
Oh. She just cooed.
Aww.
Bless you.
Aww.
Oh, yes, my little baby. My husband just took a video of her, and I'm sure he'll put it up on Facebook.
Okay.
He's going to tag me in it so that you all can go and look at her being all cute and wiggly, making sounds.
Yeah. There's my little girl. There's my little girl.
So are we ready to move on to the next gal?
Sure. She's not as cute as my baby, though.
No, we could not. But I think we could excuse the next pony. Because, oh, my God, oh, it's another Pinkie Pie.
More minions for the conquering.
You're way cuter than Pinkie Pie. Yeah.
Yes, and they think by giving her a kite that she's going to be even better. I think that was a bad idea.
But she has a kite now.
Yes, by which to take and transport her evil Pinkie Pie mind control beings.
Well, if you want to see the baby, she's up on Facebook now. You can go look at her on my Facebook.
Baby, baby, baby.
Okay. Oh, there she is.
Yep.
Say, Daddy, you're supposed to give me more FaceTime than that.
Yeah, Daddy, record her more.
I'm a high tech. The pay lab's closed. I don't know if they carry data, man.
All right. Well, anyway, Pinkie Pie is Pinkie Pie. The kite is cute enough.
Whoa. That's great. Oh, is it kite? Oh, okay.
Tread.
Sorry.
Seriously.
Oh, am I on speaker? Hi, Daniel.
Yes.
I'm seeing this is Pony Husband. And see, so we can't have random callers because if this is Pony Husband and he should know better. Imagine what random people will do. And then there's a Rainbow Dash, and I have this Rainbow Dash, although I don't have her accessory.
It's a very cheesy umbrella.
It's not even big enough to really be an umbrella. It's more like a really small parasol. If they were going to give her an umbrella, it should have at least been big enough to be functional. And not orange. Because that orange and yellow is just not attractive.
No.
Mm-mm, not at all.
No.
I mean, she doesn't even have any of those colors in her anywhere.
Oh, you're so strong. She's strong.
Of course she's strong.
I guess we should get your
arm.
Complimentary to...
Complimentary?
Yeah, I guess what? They figured it since it was complimentary, it would work, but it really didn't.
Yeah.
They said one more time.
Given her pink or blue or purple or a rainbow umbrella, something.
God bless you.
So I'm going to have to put the phone down for a brief minute while I use the restroom.
Okay.
But
we'll go ahead and move along. We'll move along to Miss Scootaloo with her boogie board.
That's actually a cute little boogie board.
Yeah, and at least it's pony size.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, unfortunately, there's no way that she could stay on top of that in the water. Unless you hold on to her. But it was a fairly cute concept.
hearing you.
Oh.
I thought I heard something.
I thought so, too. Of course, now that we stopped talking, she stopped talking. She is mean.
Are you going to talk?
Oh, I did hear something.
Yep.
So did I. Only a baby can cause dead air.
We're all being quiet to try and listen for the baby.
I guess I should put a warning on this episode. Please note there are lots of
spots of dead air.
Yes, waiting for Pony Baby to speak yet again.
I hear you, little one.
And according to my mother,
go ahead.
And according to my mother, she's only going to talk when we're talking because she thinks we're talking to her.
Probably.
And that is only when she's talking.
She talked a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Are you talking to people on My Little Pony Talk?
Say more like those crazy fools keep doing dead air or wait for me to talk, and I'm refusing to talk.
She's very, very cute. All right,
yeah.
So you guys were in Scootaloo with the
surfboard.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Somehow
yeah.
Scootaloo got the best stuff so far.
Yeah, that she has.
Did you get the Star Song and the Silly Little Windmill?
We were just about to
Not
talk
yet.
About And this is actually her premiere, because this is the first time, this is one of two original ponies that Hasbro made for mass store production.
Well, I have to say, of all the Pegasuses with the molded wings, the Star Song core pose is one of the better ones. Her wings are a little bit bigger and they look less like flippers and more like wings.
Yeah. That they do. And let's go ahead and describe her. She is purple and she does have pink hair. It's a dark magenta pink, bubblegum pink, and then white. And her wings have a corkscrew type design at the bottom of them. Uh-oh. And
what
then it's like other.
Yeah.
I'd say Pony Baby likes her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And her symbol is actually two stars the middle star is solid purple, and then it's outlined in big and white. So it's not really much of an outline as it is. Looks like
hi.
This star was in the center of the big white star.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
And then tiny little baby stars all around it.
Yeah, we think Star Song is pretty, huh? Don't we? Don't we? He's sitting here wiggling and looking quite pleased.
Well, I guess that means that she likes the pony.
Yep.
Oh, she's got hiccups now.
Uh-oh.
She gets hiccups daily, but she doesn't really like it when she has hiccups.
I don't think any baby does. Because I think the hiccups are bigger than the baby.
Fred, actually look at her while you're playing with her. And
but yeah, she does come with a small pinwheel that kind of looks like a very corny looking. If you look at it from one point of view, it kind of looks like a flower because of the strap that goes around the leg.
Yeah, it does kind of have a flower look.
Pinwheels are supposed to look like flowers, though.
Yeah.
I always thought. And
really
with a little metallic paint, you might actually get it to look like an actual pinwheel instead of a piece of molded plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of the core pose, or not the core pose, but the core seven, but I do like Star Song, I think, out of all of them.
Yeah.
Star Scootaloo. Scootaloo, because she has the most non-girly colors of any of them, and Star Song, because she's the prettiest.
Mm-hmm.
And the only Pegasus.
Yeah, the only Pegasus. And on the opposite end of the spectrum, we have the only Core 7 Unicorn.
Yeah, Unicorn! Unicorn! Okay,
I think she is really, you know, voicing her displeasure at this.
Yeah. Well, Sweetie Belle is a great pony in that she is a white unicorn, which makes her excellent for customizing and turning into Moon Dancer, Glory, Majesty, Gusty. And if you wanted any of the other ones, she's easy enough to repaint because she's white.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, a G3 Sweetie Belle in the core pose was the first G3 that, the first custom that I ever made was made out of probably this bait, this exact pony.
Mm, cool.
Yeah. And I still have him.
That is definitely cool.
Can you go get her, Binky?
But yeah. Let's go ahead and describe her a little bit more. As we stated, she is a white unicorn. Her symbol is a pink heart with two swirls coming out of it. and it kind of looks like, you know, when you make a signature on a someone's birthday card and you want to do that little fancy thing up underneath your name? That fancy
flourish.
Little... Yeah. So that's exactly what it looks like. And then you have three little sparkles coming out of it. And I wish I could kill my neighbors. 4th of July is on Thursday. It's only Monday.
Oh, are they setting off fireworks already?
Yeah, my dog does not like fireworks.
Aww.
Of course, who could blame him? One year, my mother... Well, he didn't so much mind it up until the 1 year when my mother had gotten, you know, mortars, which are the ones that go up and do, like, the really big display.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my cousin decided she was going to unwrap it in the house.
Oh, no.
Which meant you didn't know which way was up and which way was down.
That's not good.
So, yeah, she drops it into the pipe. Instead of going up, yeah, it exploded right on the ground. Yeah, I think after seeing colorful sparkles come at you, I think, yeah, you're going to be afraid of fireworks, and that was a very loud boom. But it likes the pretty lights. If we could do something about the sound, he'll sit there and he'll watch fireworks. Because he just likes to watch the lights. It's just like with thunder. He'll stand there in the middle of the dining room. He'll see the flash of thunder. He knows what's coming next. But he'll just watch the lightning.
The booming sound is the catch there, huh?
Yeah, as soon as it booms, that's when he's running for the hills trying to find some place to hide.
Aww.
I'm sorry, I can't do anything about it.
Well, hey, has anyone noticed that Sweetie Belle's mane and tail color are pretty much the same as G4 Rarity's?
Yeah. Yeah, they actually are pretty much the same color, except for the stripe of pink.
I did not notice that.
Yep, if it weren't for the light pink that I think she has, it'd be the same hair colors. That purpley pink and the dark purple. But, yeah, it makes me sad that there was only one unicorn and one pegasus in the Core 7, and everything else was an earth pony.
Yeah. They really turned it up a little more.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about Sweetie Belle being the last unicorn.
And can we tell... that there is a little bit of a similarity between Sweetie Belle and a certain pony in the G4 line that doesn't have a symbol yet.
Well, yes, Sweetie Belle. But see, that kind of brings us to the restyle that'll happen in 2010.
Cool.
Where they changed the ages of some of the ponies for some reason.
I think it would have worked if they would have did it differently. But...
I
I digress. Let's not bring that up until we have to.
Yeah.
It's bad enough we have to deal with Bohr. I mean, Core 7. So back to her hair. Her hair is pink, purple, and dark purple. So it's two shades of purple. And her tail is the dark, dark purple, a grapey purple. And she comes with a basket and a sandwich.
And sadly, the sandwich is molded onto a molded plate, so it's kind of a cheap one.
Yeah. Maybe it's a plate sandwich. Eat the plate, too.
Oh, have you ever seen the... have either of you ever seen American Dad?
Yes.
Did you see the episode where Stan wanted the restaurant where you could eat the plate?
Yes, I've seen that episode.
There you go. She went to that restaurant.
Let's hope so. Otherwise, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yes, Mom. So, and last but not least in this trip at all is Tula Rula with a bag and a towel.
I think it's one of those, like, supposed to be straw, like, beach purses, like a basket that you carry the towel in when you go to the beach.
Yeah, I think that's what it's supposed to be.
Although, it doesn't make quite as much sense having Tula Rula at the beach with, like, beach stuff.
Yes, well.
But, oh well.
Well, maybe she went to the beach to paint the sunset.
But then where her hair is what I'm getting at.
They're at the bottom of the bag?
I suspect that there is nothing at the bottom of that basket.
Hey, I tried. I tried to make it work. I tried. I really did.
Fine.
So do you think we can get through wave three?
Probably. It's all the same ponies as wave two.
Okay, we have first up Cherry Lee. I don't think we really described her. Her body color is the same as who was she before again?
Cherry Blossom.
Cherry Blossom?
Yeah, Cherry Blossom. Thank you. Her symbol is the same. Her hair, it's striped. You have bubblegum pink, a medium pink, and then you have magenta pink. And that goes throughout her hair twice and through her tail. And on this one, her symbol is actually her cherry blossom with a vine, and her name is written on the vine, going down her leg, to end with another cherry blossom, which is actually quite cute.
Well, I mean, she's a very pretty pony, and I like the symbol and everything. It's just sad that they turned a unicorn into an earth pony and renamed her.
I agree. I second that motion.
Yeah, I mean, I do like the whole name down the leg, cascading cutie mark thing. It's kind of neat.
Oh, are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, sorry.
I thought someone else was going to pipe in, but we ready to move on to...
Sure, go ahead.
Are we ready to move on to the I'm going to take over the entire world?
Yep.
Or
making pie. She's pink.
And she has her name going down her leg with a blue balloon at one end, her bunch of balloons at the other end. It kind of looks like a bit like a birthday banner, the way they have this one.
Yeah, it kind of does. There was just something about G3 Pinkie Pie that was just incredibly boring.
I agree.
I like G4 Pinkie Pie. I'm just not a fan of G3 Pinkie Pie.
I don't think anyone's a fan of G3 Pinkie Pie because she attempted to take over the world.
That doesn't really win you very many friends. Unless you succeed.
No. Yeah, that is true. If you do succeed, everyone has to be your friend.
Or else. Well, I suppose that is the way a dictatorship works.
Pretty much. Up next is Rainbow Dash, and her symbol is on one side of her name is a cloud, then there's a rainbow, and her name is following the rainbow.
I like this one a little bit better.
And her name is actually inked out in a bit of a rainbow pattern. Not too much, but just a little bit.
Yeah, it looks like there's a rainbow maybe behind Rainbow Dash, the name Rainbow Dash.
There is. There is actually a rainbow right behind it. They're kind of pulling parts of the symbol into it. So it's a really odd-shaped rainbow.
It's kind of a twisty rainbow.
Yeah. There's yellow pill.
Well, I don't mind G3 Rainbow Dash, but I do have to say that G4 Rainbow Dash is cooler.
Hear, hear.
Yeah. She's got a little bit more of a personality to her.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm still amused by the suggestion that Rainbow Dash was the one who was into fashion in G3.
On to Scootaloo, and her symbol is actually basically, you know how the butterfly has that little path that it's ran? Basically, it starts at a curly Q, and it looks like the butterfly is flying up her leg with a banner attached to the back of her, and she's dragging along a banner that says Scootaloo.
It does kind of look like the name is connected to the butterfly.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Nisha?
And then I think it's got little yellow flowers along the name and the butterfly, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I like the Scootaloo as much as some of the other Scootaloos, but maybe that is because that does look like a banner.
Maybe.
Therefore, it looks, I don't know, stuffy or... It's not quite right.
Well, up next is Sweetie Belle, and me, I like this simple.
You sing cross-eyed.
You take this pony into any tattoo parlor, and even they'll look at it and go, man, she got some good ink. Well, okay, so it kind of looks like a tattoo.
It does. It does kind of have that look to it.
And I'm just Sweetie Belle.
Didn't we just do
Scootaloo? Oh, yeah, so kind of
Started
over Star Song.
Oh, sorry. That's the medication kicking in. Hurting. I'll go back to Scootaloo in a second. Star Song, it looks like basically music notes, kind of like. Or am I just completely off?
I don't know. I mean, the text on her name definitely has, like, a lot more swirls on it than the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, Star Songs is really swirly and very girly looking. But is not particularly interesting.
Okay. But I guess we go back to Sweetie Belle.
Yeah, I think we go to Sweetie Belle.
It is kind of neat on some of these, the Core 7, I'm just now noticing this, with their name on their legs, but they do, some of the text for their names does actually look a little different on each one of the ponies.
Mm-hmm. And that actually is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So. But yes, Sweetie Belle does have that little bit of a tattoo look to it, kind of like she just went to the tattoo parlor and said, hey, I just want my name up and down my leg. You know, give me a couple of hearts, you know. Hers is definitely, I think it's one of the better ones.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I
we'll
have
go
to
ahead.
Agree on that. Sweetie Belle really has, I think, the best out of all of these.
Yeah.
And her horn, I don't know if anybody noticed Sweetie Belle's horn. On
it's glittered.
In this picture, it doesn't look glittered so much as metallic. And if
no,
it is metallic,
glitter.
That would be cool. And
it's glitter? No,
it's glitter. Well, that's not as
cool. It's glitter.
That's not as cool, but if it were metallic, it would be awesome.
Yeah, it's glitter. I admit, I was silly and bought every Core 7 up until the point of buying the same pony over and over again. Really? I think it was after the fifth set that I finally stood there and said, I'm getting the same pony.
I think Dad got better.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh.
I think she has expressed the fact that she does not like the glitter on her. But on to the last girl, and it is Tula Rula. And her symbol looks like, you know, she kind of just painted it on with her paintbrush.
Yeah, it does look more like someone's actual handwriting.
Yeah.
Which I actually like for Tula Rula.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it works in well with her regular symbol.
And I say she comes in second in the best symbol for this set.
I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Because I am sorry, but Sweetie Belle took it. I mean, when you could take the pony into a tattoo parlor, show it to him and say, I want that. Not that I would, but hey.
Well, it is, you know, we have about 15 minutes left of the show. And we probably could get through wave 4, but I kind of want to leave that for next week.
Yeah.
I am running out of ways to describe the same 7 ponies.
Aren't we all?
Yes, we eventually will have that problem.
Well, eventually we'll just be saying the name of the pony and describing the accessories. Oh, wait. We were doing that.
Yeah. That's kind of what we had to start with tonight.
Well, that's what happens when you get to core 7.
Well, and it would be nice if Hasbro would have learned. But looking at the G4 line, it's clear they haven't.
Nope, not at all.
Nope. No way to... Sorry. Sorry, that's meds talking. That in no way is me trying to state my obvious opinion about this year.
Well, and it's really a shame. It seems like they started off the G3s with a promising start because they looked like ponies. They were kind of reminiscent of the G1 ponies. But they couldn't seem to lock it in place as far as giving them names that made sense or having ponies put together that made sense together. You know, the rainbow ponies weren't rainbow ponies. They got off to a promising start, but they just couldn't lock it into place as far as, I think, really having a cohesive concept that could carry them over time. You know, it's hard to keep your creativity up when there wasn't a whole lot there to begin with.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure entirely what they were thinking with some of the earlier ponies, but their symbols they tried to do a little too much with when a simpler design would have been better. So I think by the time they got to this year, they really had run out of creative juice. They were at this point trying to find new ways to repackage stuff they'd already done with the hopes of making a little bit more money.
There you go.
Not to sound cynical or anything.
No. No, not at all.
None of us here. The G4 line had such a promising start, too. It hasn't really moved in the direction it needed to move in order to really maintain its momentum. The blind bags have done better because the blind bags have been more show accurate. They've been, different poses. There's boys in there, more than just one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the full-size toys just have not been able to keep up because they haven't moved that direction.
Well, and it's a shame, too, because there are so many different things that they could do with the brushables that, it's obvious that it's not difficult for them to design another pony because, like you said, with the blind bags, they have so many different ones. And
yeah.
I just don't understand what the issue is here. You can come up with a color and you can come up with a symbol and you can come up with a name. Why can't you make it as a brushable figure, too?
They can make a mold in a different pose because we see it all the time with the blind bags.
Yeah.
Just not with the brushables. And so I'm hoping that at some point Hasbro will get back on track as far as the ponies. I think maybe right now, whoever they have in charge of production just isn't a good fit.
Yeah.
Not to use all that manager terminology I've picked up over the years, but I just don't feel like they're a good fit. Maybe the company needs to go in a different direction. Pick up a different option. But we wish them the best in their future endeavors.
They're here.
But, yeah, it's clear that by 2008, the G3 line had really run out of steam. And the fact that they managed to squeeze two more years out of it, really, truly surprises me. I think the only reason they squeezed two more years out of it was because they did a restyle and they were trying to give the restyle time to take off, not realizing that the restyle was ugly.
Yeah, that didn't really work well for them either.
Well, yeah, because it was still the Core 7. It was just ugly Core 7. They do make some really cute customs if you get the right customizer, though, if I do say so myself.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know we still have 7 minutes, but would anybody mind if I duck out now so that I can feed the pony baby again?
Nope, go ahead.
All right.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, Pony Night Nights, and we will continue 2008 next week, I guess. And I will download the show and listen to it to find out what everybody said after I got off.
Okay.
Oh, before I go, though, I did want to mention that apparently July 5th or 7th in Seattle, Washington, there is something called Everfree Northwest, which is a Friendship is Magic pony convention.
Really?
It is specifically for Friendship is Magic. And the website is www.everfreenw.com. And my cousin Ryan pointed it out to me, and so I thought I would just mention it. Since not a lot happens here in the Pacific Northwest as far as conventions. We have a few, but not nearly as many as other places.
I wonder if this means that the pony convention isn't going to be as Sorry, my meds are kicking in, so it's taking a little bit more time for my brain to actually get to what I'm. Now I remember. I guess this means Pony Convention isn't going to be as crowded with bronies this year.
Well,
I got it out.
Maybe, because it seems like they have something called the Everfree Network. So it sounds like maybe they're trying to, and there's one in Canada as well, so it sounds like they're trying to orchestrate brony-specific conventions. But yeah, they have guests and it's going to be at the Seattle Hilton, it looks like. And there's vendors. And yeah, so it looks like a whole thing.
Oh, excuse me.
Kind of expensive for it only being its second year. At the door is $55. The dealer price is $80. Patron is $100. Supporter is $350.
Oh,
foals are free.
Well, at least someone's free. My God. My God.
Yep, they're trying to promote themselves as family friendly. So falls are free, but everybody else is 55.
Wow.
And apparently, foals are children under the age of 13.
Mentally or physically?
Chronologically. All right. I believe my other public awakes, so Fred's trying to keep her awake. We're hoping she'll sleep through the night tonight.
Maybe. Oh, okay.
We can keep her awake.
Well, let's go ahead and say Pony Night Nights then.
All right, Pony Night Nights.
Night.
Hold on. I was in the kitchen. I'm getting back there.
Okay.
Whoa. I almost fell down. Ha, there it is.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Woohoo, still got it in under time.
Well, you know, when you get to the Core 7, it doesn't take much to describe them, so they figured they weren't going to take up much time.
No. And look at that, we got through three sets.
pretty good for one night.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, my back went out last week at the wake, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Evidently, I twisted the wrong way, and then being on my feet, yeah.
Oh, that is a bad mix.
Yeah. So I've been in pain since Thursday. I went to the doctor, and he goes, okay, what did we do for you before? And he goes, Tylenol 3, this and that. That did nothing. I took Tylenol 3 last night, and I was still in pain when I was sleeping.
Oh, no.
So he gave me one medication for during the day, and then liked it in for bedtime.
Mm. I've only pulled my back out. Ooh, I've only pulled my back out once, and you're gonna laugh, but it was when I was in the arcade playing a virtual boxing game.
Sorry.
That was a bizarre call into work the next day. I can't come in. I pulled my back out playing a video game.
Well, luckily, I put in to go ahead and work from home on Friday and Saturday, so I didn't have to leave the house. So I've got it's pretty good now. I don't have to take anything in the morning during the day. It kind of just works itself out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when I'm sleeping, I am literally, if I sleep in a bed by myself, I'm like a contortionist. I will wake up, I'll have one leg over here, one leg over here, my arm over here, my other arm over here, my back is like twisted up in a pretzel.
Gonna squirm all over the bed, huh?
Pretty much. That's when I sleep in a bed by myself. I've had to share a bed with a few other people in my life. Whenever I share a bed with someone, I don't move at all. I go to sleep in one position. I think what it is, your body knows that someone else is there, so your body doesn't want to have them wake up with bruises all over them. So that's what I'm thinking it is. So. But yeah, I go back to work in the office tomorrow, and I said I managed to only have to go in 2 days this week because I took off the rest of the week after the 4th of July. So I'm hoping my back is gonna get okay by itself, because my doctor had said if you're still in pain on Monday, come back and see me. Well, I'm still in pain, but it's not chronic pain.
Yeah, it's you can kind of deal with it at this point.
Right. So. But then
I drag
a suitcase with, like, 30 pounds of books in it.
Ooh.
And dragging it is not too bad. It's going up and down the L train tracks. That's bad.
Yeah. Because
then I have to carry it. So, tomorrow is going to be, let's see if I have to go back to the doctor on Friday and tell him, okay, let's go ahead and see where my, because I had herniated my disc.
Oh.
Several years ago. And back then, the only thing that could even touch the pain was Vicodin.
Oh, wow, the strong stuff.
Yeah. At that time, I called it my happy nighttime dragon pill because I would just hop on the Vicodin dragon and go right off to sleep.
So the only time I had a painkiller was a few years ago when I ran my foot over with an electric powered pallet jack.
Ow!
And I had a shot of morphine when I went to the hospital in the
Ooh.
Ambulance. Oh, morphine's fun.
So is Vicodin.
It was great until it wore off.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, you're happy and you're loopy and, you know, it's up your hand.
But in any event.
As I said earlier today, it's going to be the 20th of this month where you guys are going to be on your own again. Or 22nd. I have a meeting to run that day, and I have no clue what time I'm going to be home, so.
Okay. Well, we'll find a way to manage.
I am sure you will. If anything, I'll go ahead and I'll program a few more clips. And I'll upload them, you know. I'll label them really well. This way, Nishi can hit the button. You guys can hear my voice.
Yay!
But until next week, good night.
Good night.
Good night. Is that it? Are we done? Well, till next week. Be careful with your pony back. Good night.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.